Thank you to the worship team. It's good to come in this time of the year where we sing extra songs about the season. There's songs that we don't sing typically during the year, so it's great to be able to do that this morning. And you guys sounded amazing. And for those watching online as well, again, a reminder tonight, 6 o'clock for our candlelight service. If you're able to come, bring some friends and families and neighbors, and we'll have a time of worship together as well. Think ahead a little bit quickly into the new year. Get your appetite going a little bit for what's coming up for our sermon series. We're actually going to go through the seven churches in Revelation starting in the new year. So that'll be the second week of the new year. So just a heads up on that. And you can always go to our website to find out what's going on about our sermons as well. So I don't have an exact number exactly. I don't think any of us do. In terms of how many songs on the radio have something to do with the aspect of love. We've all heard songs about love on the radio. So I'm going to read you some lyrics, and you can shout it out if you'd like. Yes, you can shout out in church, and to see if you know some of these songs I'm about to give to you. Now, these are songs that you perhaps have heard of. They're older songs, but they're popular love songs. And so I'll just read a couple of the lyrics. I will not sing the songs because I do not want to empty the building. I may try one song, but we'll see how it goes. And we'll go from there. So here's the first couple lines for this first song. It goes like this. Bittersweet memories that are all I am taking with me. So goodbye, please don't cry. We both know I'm not what you need. Any takers on that? Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You. Anybody remember that song? Some of you have. I actually saw Whitney Houston in concert many, many years ago. That tells you how old I am. Here's another one for you. There's a calm surrender to the rush of day when the heat of the rolling world can be turned away, an enchanted moment, and it sees me through. It's enough for this restless warrior just to be with you. Who said that? Can You Feel the Love Tonight? Well done. There you go. Can You Feel the Love Tonight by Lion King. Very good. I'm impressed. Here's another one. You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. There's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but B, I know it. You've lost that loving feeling. Come on, everybody. So you guys know that one as well. Just a couple more for you. And this one's very popular from back in the day. No New Year's Day to celebrate, no chocolate-covered candy hearts to give away. No first of spring, no song to sing. In fact, here's just another day. I just called to say I love you by Stevie Wonder. Last one. Actually, two more. Last one, actually. This is an old famous one from a famous female singer. And I'm taking a new direction, but I have to say, I've been thinking about my own protection. It scares me to feel this way. What's Love Got to Do With It by Tina Turner. Now, I know those are songs that are on the radio. They're secular songs. I understand that. But as I mentioned before, many songs on the radio are about love. And when we think about the love in these songs, and many songs actually that you hear on the radio, a lot of those songs are good and whatnot. However, they're not necessarily a love that is about giving it away. It's a conditional love. It's based upon something that we're receiving from someone else. We're asking somebody to give to us in return to receive love. And in this world that we live in, there seems to be this perspective sometimes that if I don't love you anymore or I don't feel it anymore, we can walk away or give up or decide that it's just not enough for me anymore. Now, love itself is a choice. It's a choice we make every single day. It's a choice to love our family. It's a choice to love our neighbors. It's a choice to understand what love means. And the love I'm talking about today, and the one I'll focus on in a few minutes here, is just the love that Christ has for us. It's a selfless love. It's based upon a love that was full of action as well. And I know as we love people in our lives, we can serve them, we can bless them, and we can do those things as well. And love can be put into action. But when you look at the scriptures and what the Bible says about love being put in action never seen before, we're here, obviously, in Advent. We're talking about the birth of Christ. And yet, when we think about his love for us and what he's done for us, it's enormous. No words can capture what he's done for us. And just to understand that, John 15 says this, verses 9 to 13, it says, as the Father has loved me, as the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I kept my Father's command and remain in his love. I have told you this so that your joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this, love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. Now, as we think about Advent, as we think about this time of year, we can often focus on the, perhaps, a different type of love. And the life I'm, again, talking about here is this idea that recognizing that through Jesus Christ, his actions, and God the Father sending him, it shows us the deep love that Christ has for us. It's a love that, again, is not based upon who we are. It's based upon who Jesus is. And his birth matters because of that. It puts priority on who Christ is. It's the greatest act ever given, his birth, and yet Christ was born to die on the cross. And when we think about that, we think about love today, and I often say this when it comes to Advent, that we enter the season of Advent. And do you know the love of Christ today? Do you understand the deep love that he has for you, that he laid down his life for you, that when he came and he was born, again, he came to die for us as well. And it's a reminder for us as we consider this that there's actions behind this. And it's an action that reminds us of his sacrifice on the cross. The Bible says this in John as well. It says, the true light was given. Light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Do you recognize Christ today? Do you know who he is? He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who do receive him, to those he believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. And he continues to say, the word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. So we stop there for a moment, reflect that Christ came in human form as a baby. And he came to dwell amongst us. He walked the earth. And we reflect on this time of year to recognize that what the story tells us in the Bible. And it continues to say, we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and the only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The beautiful thing about Christ is he can both speak in grace and in truth. And he did that amazingly, didn't he? And if you don't know the heart of Christ, he was a man who lived with grace. He showed grace to many people, but he also spoke truth. And the truth of his love, the truth of what it means to follow him, the truth of his sacrifice as well. And when you look at these scriptures here, what we need to capture this morning as we think about this is it says this, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. That's a powerful statement. Now, many times I've heard people say in this world that we live in that we're all children of God. Yes, we were born, created by God. And yet to become a child of God, to be saved by Christ, we have to recognize who he is. And when we do that, when we receive him, we become the right to become children of God. That is powerful. It's an amazing promise for us as well. And I've talked about love a lot in these songs. And as we consider what it says here, as you think about Jesus becoming the Word, which became flesh, and that he came and that we can become children of God. What does this Advent season mean to you? When you capture those words, when you hear those words, do you fully understand and grasp the depth and the beauty of the love of Christ that he has for you? And do you know it in your heart of hearts? Do you believe fully that the Word did become flesh, that Jesus did come on earth? Yes, born. And we sing about the songs, we talk about a lot of that. But in your heart of hearts, do you understand that? Do you believe that? Is it a part of your life? I hope it is. And as we reflected this morning on these songs that we sang, it's a reminder for us to recognize that this love we have in Christ is everlasting. It's not conditional. It's not based upon anything I can do or you can do. And that's the difference between the love we have for each other And we have love for each other. We have love for our spouses, our kids. But if we're honest, it's conditional. It's not always perfect. It's not always easy. Sometimes it's usually about us versus the other person. And it's hard to love someone. It's difficult. A couple of you guys are shaking your heads. Amen. It's not easy. And that's the beautiful thing about Christ. Because for us to love one another, we need to have the love of Christ in us. That we have the power of the Holy Spirit. It doesn't mean we're going to perfect love. That we're going to be able to do it on our own. But what helps us and reminds us and gives us hope is that we have love in Christ that is perfected. That can never be taken away. That is not based upon conditions. That we come with an open heart. And we come with a promise that we can become children of God. You know, that's what this season should be about. It's a reminder that Christ came as a baby. And we know the story. You've heard it many times. If you don't know the story, I'd love to sit down with you and talk to you about it. And that he came to be born, to live on earth, and to go to the cross for our sins. And as you think about this today, and you hear this again, this line that says, "And greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." See, we are friends of Christ as well. He is our Savior, he is our King, if you know him. And I hope you know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the Prince of Peace. And that when we sing these songs, as we have this morning, and we'll come back tonight as well, and tonight you'll go home perhaps after service and you'll open some presents maybe tonight or tomorrow, you'll spend time with family and friends, and those things are all wonderful. They're all gifts. They're all good things to be doing. Yet in the midst of all of it, do we fully comprehend the truth of the birth of our Savior, if you know him? See, he's still your Savior, even if you haven't accepted Christ yet, but you have to walk to him. He still died for you, but you have to accept that gift, a free gift. You know, as we open our gifts as well, and I'll wrap this up quickly, you're going to be given some gifts that are you going to like. Some you'll shake your head at. Some you'll wonder, did they keep the receipt? And can I return this? Would that be okay? But the beautiful thing about Christ, it's the best gift you'll ever receive. It's the only gift that is everlasting. You never have to return it. And it's from the heart and it's from the cross. And I encourage you and I implore you and my prayer for you this season and for the rest of your life here on earth is that you know the love of Christ, that you know who he is, that you understand his sacrifice, both in his birth and in his death. And as you enter into the season, this Advent season, you spend time, it was mentioned by Augustine, one of our worship leaders today, to spend time in solitude. We talked about that once before, where we want you to take time to just take a moment, give thanks, give God glory for what he's done. Read the Christmas story from the scriptures. Take a moment and give thanks, because that's what it's about. Because the gifts we receive, the things we do, there's going to be some disappointment in all of this. Because the reality is, we live in a broken world. And there's people here today, and people watching online, people you know, that are having a very difficult time today, and will for the next few days, and perhaps for the next few months. There'll be lonely people, there'll be sad people, there's going to be people that are struggling mightily. Perhaps the person's even sitting beside you, or in front of you, or behind you. Yet in the midst of all of that, we can show people the love of Christ with compassion and with gratitude and to recognize that's what we're called to do as well. And I hope you know the love of Christ, and if you don't and you're still trying to understand that, come back tonight, you'll hear some more, but I'd love to chat with you as well. And friends, if you've come here tonight, if you've been coming to church for a long time, amen, if you have, you've been singing the songs every year, you've been following Jesus for a long time. Simple question for you, simply this. Is there joy in your heart during Advent? Not just Advent, but all the time, but this particular time of year. Because, friends, if we're honest, I think sometimes we can just go through the motions. Oh, it's Christmas. Got to pull out the tree. Got to decorate the house. Got to buy gifts. Got to invite friends and family over that I want to see. Some of you are laughing because you got people coming to your house soon that you don't want to see. Got to give out cards. The list goes on and on. And then we do all these things, and then we miss the real purpose of the season. So if we can maybe switch that a little bit. All those things I mentioned are not bad. Please hear me. But what I'm simply saying is this. When we can enter the season with a heart of joy, with a heart of anticipation, with a heart of gratitude, a heart of reflection, all these things we do will become less and less. And they won't cause as much stress. They won't keep us up at night because you're worried about what the meal is going to look like. Because you're focused on the right thing. And he's the reason for the season. When we do this, this stuff is easier to deal with. That's because of the love of Christ that he has for us. Do you know him this morning? Let's pray together. Father, thank you for sending Jesus. Thank you that he was born a babe and he came to this earth to live and to die for our sins, for going to the cross. And Lord Jesus, as we reflect on your birth, as we think about the deep depth of love you have for us, I pray, Lord, it's a reminder, also a wake-up call for us who are not understanding it fully, or perhaps are doing our own thing and we don't understand your love anymore. So Lord, I pray tonight, today, over the next few days, that you remind us through the power of the Holy Spirit that you came for us, that you offered your life for us. And for those who have come today and watching online that are still trying to understand what it means to follow you, that perhaps there's things in their life that have taken priority, or there's many questions about who you are, or is this really true? Is the life of Christ really true and what he's done? Lord, if those questions are in people's hearts, I know they're real questions, Lord. There's no condemnation on those questions, Lord. And I pray in those questions there be a heart that is wanting to learn and seek more of you, and to not just be content with what's happening, but to search out more of you. So Jesus, thank you for each person here today. Thank you for those watching online as we continue to worship you. Remind us of the unconditional love that you have for us. And Lord, as family and friends gather, and for those who are struggling today, I pray for peace. I pray for encouragement. And Jesus, for those who are having a difficult time, the loss of a loved one, perhaps just feeling lonely, Lord, help us to be aware of those things. Help us to come along as best as we can. And I pray for those folks in those moments when they're feeling just a sense of deep loss and perhaps feeling like it's worthless or hopeless. Jesus, please help them. Just encourage them. And Lord, I also pray for those who are coming to gather this Christmas with people in a room that they may not necessarily have the same viewpoint. Perhaps there's some unforgiveness. Perhaps there's relationships that need to be fixed in families. Lord, let this be the year. Let this be the year that those things are healed in the name of Christ. So bring peace where peace is needed. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for this time. Continue to lead us in Jesus' name. Amen.